But so yeah, I guess we from all that, I guess we could start talking about our trip. Do you have a thought on like how many hours a day you'd want to drive? Or
well, I think that given that it's just the two of us and that we can split up the driving, I mean, I think 6 or 8 hours is really doable.
Yeah, I do too. I don't really want to go over 8. So
no, yeah. Right. That's kind of how I feel about it. But if we, do that, I suspect that's quite doable. And so it's basically like a work day. And then we've got the rest of the day to play.
Well, we just have to come up with places to stop along the way and things like that. So
I was really thinking about this over the last week that I'll have to say that like where it is, I'm interested in everywhere. So I don't really have specific places I want to go, but I really do like the idea. Like you had suggested a long time ago that like we should just play basketball everywhere we go. Yeah. That really interests me.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you there. All we need is a basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Like activities like that or, stopping in used record stores or, things like that. I mean, that's kind of, I'd like to go to, I think it'd be fun to go to some like local toy stores or local bookstores, you know?
Sure. Local eating. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Look for places like that. Yeah. Eating's going to be a huge part of it. I mean, huge.
I don't know what you've looked at. When I first started looking at this the other day, I got as far as us to Omaha.
Oh, wow.
And the way I was doing that was we would leave Paducah on Highway 60 and go to Lebanon, Missouri, essentially. Mm-hmm. There's a KOA there.
Okay.
And then we get off of then we go from Lebanon to Jefferson City the next morning, which is about an hour away, I think, hour and a half, something like that. And then we would head from Jefferson City to Omaha.
That sounds great.
And there's a
so fantastic.
There's a KOA between Omaha and Lincoln.
Yeah.
Right. And that would all be about, so from Paducah to Lebanon is about 5 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then the next day from Lebanon to Jefferson City to Omaha would be about 6.5 hours.
Okay.
So that seemed doable to me. But I thought I thought I'll check with you before I start getting too crazy about this. But
oh no, I think that's. I mean, I think that that's a great thing. And my so like some sort of things. I mean, I'm going to have to. I still have not booked my flight, and I'm going to have to do that. And so, but I've kind of like been wondering like how that weekend's going to play out. You know, that back end weekend,
right?
Like, and how that's going to work, like. I'm probably going to have to fly out like really early Sunday morning. And given that, just because the time zone changes, right? And I'm going to have to get back to work on Monday. So I'm going to have to get out early in the morning. And I don't think it makes sense, you know, I think we'll need that Saturday for driving.
Probably,
some of it. So I'm thinking that.
Well, Margaret was saying, you know, if it worked out that way, like they could meet us up in Spokane. But see, I'll have my car in Spokane.
You'll have your car.
Yeah, so you can always just drop me back at the airport. That's where my car will be, because that's where I'm flying out of, right? So, so you can always just drop me back there, and then you can return the rental, and you know. And then you can fly out the next morning. There's hotels right there.
I'll probably just stay overnight in the airport. But, in fact, I might do like a red eye.
Yeah, that's true. They might have some.
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm thinking. We'll probably need that Saturday for driving.
Well, the thing I was going to say to you is I wanted to go through Nebraska just because I've never been to Nebraska. I've never been to Colorado.
Uh-huh.
So I would kind of like to hop from Nebraska over to Colorado.
Yeah.
If that's okay by you.
That is great with me. I'll tell you a terrific place to go in Colorado that I think we would both really enjoy. I'd love to go back because it's been 20 years, is the, you know, the big Olympic training centers in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And that's kind of a neat place because, as I recall, I may have this wrong. I'll look this up, but I think that they, like, you know, they have stuff you can do there, you know, like athletic stuff
right.
to play. You know, I think that's part of the going. So it seems like that was the case anyway. So that was fun. I just remember that place being especially fun.
Well, from Omaha to Colorado Springs, it's like eight and a half hours.
Okay.
Which is actually not as bad as I thought it would be. But there's a KOA along the way. So we could, like in Lyman, Colorado. So, you know, we could go someplace like there and then get up the next day and go to Colorado Springs. That would be cool.
Yeah. So I think Lyman. That, like, for simplicity's sake, I think it would be best if we thought in terms of, you know, maybe save a little money by staying at the KOAs, although, I mean, they're not just own cheap, but by the same token, save a little money by staying at the KOAs, but then not do cooking out, you know?
Oh, go eat out?
Yeah, I think we should, because otherwise, you know, it's a lot of gear.
You don't want to eat over the camp stove?
I would be okay with it. It's just, you know, more stuff to carry.
No, I know what you mean. Margaret and I found that... it was almost more hassle than it was worth.
Yeah.
But it would be bad. What we could do, because most KOAs have electric at the tent sites, at least some do. Or we could book a site for our tent that makes sure we have electric, is we could carry a thing to heat up water.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to, you know, we could do like ramen noodle bowls or oatmeal in the morning, you know, stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that, like, if we planned on eating out like twice a day,
right,
and then otherwise just kind of snacked and ate stuff like that, I think that might be and not think so much in terms of, like, you know, legitimately cooking at sites. I mean, we can also kind of decide that along the way, but there is the issue of, like, you know, what gear do we take?
I know what you mean.
So
yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it's one thing to carry a little one-person tent.
Yeah.
Right. But it's another thing to... Yeah, I know what you mean.
The other thing, too, another big issue is, like, campfires. If we go campfires, then there's the smoke. And it's the smell. You know, like, by day two, you're smelling that constantly.
Right.
Which is one thing if you're, like, on a camping trip, but it's another thing, like, if you're going, you know... I don't know. Road trip, it's a different deal. So the other thing, too, is that I would say that my guess is that, you know, whatever your appetite is, the amount of time you're willing to spend off the interstate, that's going to be fine with me. You know, I'm happy to.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of ways we can avoid the interstate.
So but what I wanted to tell you is that's not. That's not a deal breaker for me either. I mean, we got to get out there. And
right.
So, you know, don't let it drive you nuts. I'm more going to be interested in, you know, I'm kind of more of a meanderer than you are, I think. So, whatever degree that you can stand to stay off the interstate, that's going to be great with me, but don't do any more, you know, let's not think of a route that's going to, like, I just don't want to drive you nuts with that stuff, you know?
Sure.
Well, a day three, you're like, oh, God, let's just get out there, you know.
Well, it gets a little trickier once you get out west just because it gets harder.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, it's weird out west. Yes. Like, so if you're on a highway, it's almost like you're on the interstate. So
yeah, because it's so empty.
There's
yeah.
just nothing there. So
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I really like the idea of basketball, public libraries, state capitals.
Yeah, public libraries are great. Margaret and I did a lot of those last time we did
that. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. state capitals.
Well, I think as long as we break up the day.
Yeah.
You know, like if we get up in Lyman, Colorado, and we go to Colorado Springs and we spend a couple of hours there, like 9 to 11 there, and then we hit the road and we're looking at a seven-hour drive to our next KOA, you know, I don't know. I guess that's doable for me, as long as there's something we did that morning or something like that.
Yeah.
But
it stopped in the middle, you know, like broke it up and did it in two, like roughly 3.5 hour
right
takes. That's what I think. If, you know, I'm kind of, I think you are too. I mean, usually in my family, when we're traveling, I'm doing all the driving. And after about, you know, I'm kind of toast now after like 8 hours. I mean, that's kind of enough for me in any one day. But if it's you and I splitting it up, then I don't think that that's.
Well, rough. And I think too, like just looking at this roughly, like we can be as far as like Rock Springs, Wyoming by Tuesday.
Wow.
So, yeah, without killing ourselves. So I think, you know, we could actually shorten up. We could even make the day shorter, I think. And
yeah.
Now, it depends. You know, Margaret keeps saying, well, you guys should come stay at, you know, spend the night in Moscow one night, which we could do.
We could, but you'll be back into regular life if you do that. I mean, great for me, but the trip's over for you if you do, you know. So give that some thought. I don't know what I was going to say. I had a thought there about
the place. Margaret and I stayed at a KOA in Mountain Home, Idaho. Last time we were out there, it's not there anymore. So,
yeah. All right. Let me get down the town names, which of course I'll be able to get it off the podcast broadcast. But let's go ahead and do this. Okay. So you're saying Paducah to, where was it? Did you say from there? I know eventually it's Omaha, but.
We did. Let me look at my thing. So Paducah to Lebanon, Missouri.
Okay. To Omaha.
Lebanon to Jefferson City.
Okay.
And then Jefferson City to Omaha.
Okay.
Omaha to Lyman, Colorado. I guess that's how it's pronounced.
Is it Lyman?
Limon.
Limon. Okay.
And then the next day would be Lyman to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Which is about an hour and a half away.
Okay.
And then Rock Springs, Wyoming, maybe, is the next spot. We actually stayed at the KOA in Rock Springs, Wyoming. It was beautiful. I kind of want to go back there and see it again.
Okay, great. Well, let's definitely do that then.
But that's a long haul, Colorado Springs to Rock Springs. So we'd probably have to stop somewhere, between. Plus, that'd be kind of fun to go through the Rockies. I've never been through the Rockies.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go to Steamboat Springs, Colorado or something.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wow, yeah, this is exciting. By the way, at some point, two things. Oh, yeah, I just remember what I was going to say. I wonder what, like in that time frame, and don't say it, but when we're going to go, I wonder if how busy those KOAs are, like if we actually do need to reserve.
I think we should try to book as far, you know, ahead. So I think if we can map out our trip, because the tent sites go fast. Now, we could also do state or national parks.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just started by looking at KOAs, but.
Well, and the other thing, too, is we could look into their cancellation policies. You know, if they're like most budget hotels or, you know, 6 p.m. same day, you can cancel without penalty.
Right.
And what KOA tends to be, but I can look into that. I do think it would be good if we had some flexibility there.
Yeah.
You know, to where we could change on the fly during the day. Shoot. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, yeah, to that point about security too, is that, so at some point, I think we should declare on the podcast a moratorium on talking about it. That way, again, just so no one can kind of like target when one of us is going to be away from our homes.
Sure.
But,
yeah, no, it's fine.
Anyway. That is actually kind of as I talked about, it's kind of a big deal for us because we have a odd last name and our daughter has an odd first name and
yeah.
You know, wife has a public job and she anyway, so
yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, so it is kind of a thing. Okay. Oh, this is getting exciting. Okay, basketball.
I wouldn't mind going to, oddly, Pocatello, Idaho.
Okay. Why there?
I've heard of it ever since we've lived here, and I've always wanted to go to the east side of Idaho and look at it, you know, like see what it's like. It's just a trip I don't see us making. It's really close to Yellowstone.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to try to do Yellowstone.
Have you been to Yellowstone?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, we should go to Yellowstone. I'd love to go back.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be in Rock Springs, Wyoming. That's one of the reasons I wanted to go there. That's a perfect jumping off point to either go to Yellowstone or across. It depends on how far west you want to go before we turn back up toward the north. But
okay.
Have you been to Montana? Have you been to like Missoula or Helena or any of those areas?
Yep. Yep. All great. Love Bozeman.
I've never been to Bozeman, so I wouldn't mind Missoula. Going there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. Glacier National Park there. Is that what it is? Is that the one that's there?
I thought Glacier was over in...
Whatever the national park is there. Just south of Bozeman, I think it is. I'll have to look at that map.
That's Yellowstone. I mean, Bozeman's close to Yellowstone.
I guess that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So I was thinking if we wanted to, what we could do is go from Rock Springs to Yellowstone and then leave Yellowstone and go to Bozeman. Well, let's do that. We can go to – we can go from – Rock Springs up to Yellowstone, and then we can leave Yellowstone and go to Livingston, Montana, or something like that.
Okay.
There's a KOA there. Or we could try to stay in Yellowstone. That might be better, because that's a long haul from – that's a pretty big drive. So maybe we'll see what our options are in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Maybe that'd be the one place where we could stay in, like, the lodge or something.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
It would be cool. Okay. Well, we're starting to get it together here. Okay, I'm going to look at what you sent over initially.
Yeah, this is a lot different than that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess it doesn't matter. You were just like trying to – it wasn't you had picked out places you wanted to go to, right?
No, I was just trying to think of date, like, you know, how many days. And
yeah. Okay, so we can disregard the original.
Saturday, Sunday – Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I've got us getting into Rock Springs by Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then we would go to Yellowstone on a Thursday. And then that gives us 2 days essentially to get you up to Spokane.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Go to Missoula and see a show. I just think of that because when we were in Missoula last time, who was it? There was a band that was going to be playing, and I thought that's so random. Jane's Addiction.
Oh wow,
it's going to be playing.
No way. I don't want to waste time doing stuff like that.
But Missoula is kind of a neat place, and there's an easy jump from Missoula to Spokane. So,
yeah. I'm going to bring that – I want to bring that basketball game that we used to play.
And there's a KOA just outside of Missoula. So. You're actually thinking you'll stay the night in the Spokane airport?
Maybe.
That sounds rough. Maybe. That sounds. I'd stay in the hotel.
I don't know. I might.
There's a couple of hotels right there. They're not cheap, but they're, you know.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that's true, given that we've been camping.
Yeah, and then you got to fly home and drive back 2 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I actually think the women are actually going to just come down and pick me up.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you'll be picking me up.
Oh, that's right. You won't have a car down there.
Right,
that's right.
Right. So. That's right. So I think we're going to have a day in Nashville or afternoon in Nashville.
That would be nice. Yeah, Mark. Yeah. Yeah. They were thinking they might come up and see you in Spokane.
Oh, that'd be great.
So.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how that works. I can't believe there's a limit to how many places you can put in on Google Maps.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's so lame. That is so stupid. Incredibly lame. I hit the limit on, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
Oh, for a route?
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy, though. 10.
Yeah. Yeah. That is hard to imagine that's in place. I mean, God.
You can say you want to avoid highways, you know, with the route and all that stuff too. But
yeah,
no, it should be fun.
That's the default online.
Of course, it is.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna start mapping this out for myself and start thinking about specific places along the way.
That gives you a basic idea. So
yay! Very exciting. Successful podcast.
We'll see what you come up with. It'll be interesting to see what you come up with. But we could do Lincoln, Nebraska, too, you know, and see. That way we get to see another state capital.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, let me know what you come up with.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Well, we'll probably talk about this again next week. Okay.
I'm sure. I'll pick some traveling music maybe for this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll talk to you later.
I love all the music posts from this over the weekend.
Yeah. I had to wrap up 2017. I've been sitting on that stuff forever. I'm like, I got to sit down and actually do this and just be done with it. So
I'm really enjoying it. I hadn't paid any attention to any of the Miley Cyrus stuff, of course. And
it's good, right?
It's really good.
It's really good. I mean,
yeah, it's really good.
It's crazy how much that album grew on me. And it's, I don't know. I'm surprised in some ways it didn't actually get more attention. I think part of it's just her being, I mean, I have to admit, you know, when I went to listen to it, I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, her, you know, her whole persona turns me off, but
same here.
Public persona, but she has really thoughtful lyrics, and it's good.
Yeah, it's funny.
I mean, I knew she was a talent. I mean, I'd heard her, you know, sing some stuff before that I thought she was a really good singer, but
I'd literally never heard her. I mean, I'd heard the song Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
And that was it. I don't think I'd never seen her perform. I'd never heard her. I don't know why. I just hadn't. For some reason, I just missed it. But yeah, and of course, I told you last year you should go see Ray Lynn up in Madisonville.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
She was in the news recently. She lost her dog. I wonder if she got it back. I never heard if she got it back or not. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
No, I thought of it the whole time. I thought about it the whole time that I was sitting at home while she was out there playing. And she was like, I mean, honestly, like a 10-minute drive from the house. I was just thinking, like, I ought to go with it. But I didn't. I was probably watching something on YouTube.
Probably 1971 commercials.
Absolutely. There's almost no question that was something along those lines.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. See you.